It's a new chapter in Tanzanian politics. Opposition parties are celebrating the end of a seven-year ban on political rallies. Thousands of members of the main opposition party, Chadema, marched in the streets of Mwanza on the southern shores of Lake Victoria in northwestern Tanzania and gathered at a sports stadium to mark the occasion.
We have faced mountains of hardships and fought for 30 years. Some of the parties decided to compromise with the government, but we in Chadema stood firm. We are proud to have built an institution that could fight for our right to have a new constitution and all other needed reforms in our country.
The ban on political rallies was imposed in 2016 by then-President John Magufuli. His successor, Samia Suluhu Hassan, lifted the ban 2 weeks ago as part of a broader set of reforms, but also warned against violations of law and order. Since coming to power in 2021, she has introduced limited reforms, including lifting a ban on pregnant girls' attendance at school and launching a COVID-19 vaccination program. Opposition activists expressed relief, but say more reforms are needed. They are calling for a new constitution that guarantees more political freedoms.
We thank the president for the decision to allow political rallies so we can exercise our constitutional right. Now we expect the police not to side with the government.
Now we need the new constitutional reforms and free and fair elections. The constitution we have now does not favor the political system we have.
Tanzania is preparing for civic polls next year and a general election in 2025. Opposition parties are promising more rallies and demanding better election laws to guarantee that those are free and fair. Mohamed Vali, Al Jazeera.